Hello, welcome back to Unplugged, episode two of What Would Brian Bevan Say? I'm Rob London, coming to you from Dubai. And also with me on the glorious, glorious countryside of Devon, it's Dennis Waywell.
All right.
And not forgetting from his yacht in Saint-Tropez, it's Sam Sankey.
Hello.
That's not the harbour behind you, Sam. What? Oh, it's Warrington, isn't it? You're still
Is
there.
Warrington. I'm still here.
Bit of a
I wish I
shame.
was in Saint-Tropez.
Look at that, Dennis. There's not a cloud in the sky where you are, mate. Look at that.
I know. I am hungover, by the way. So take it easy with me today.
Was it a vineyard or just the pub?
No, it's well, actually, it's a farm that produces cider.
Oh.
It's known for its cider, so I hate cider, so
Right. And
but
Sam's putting on the weather for me. I arrive towards the end of next week. 28 degrees in Warrington the day I arrive.
wow. Yeah, well, I did put the order in. I had a chat with the vicar, and he did a bit of praying for you.
Excellent. Right, well, should we crack on, boys? Anything, got
Yeah,
anything to
what's
add?
that building behind you, Rob? Is that
That
real?
is the Burj Al Arab. Just
Oh,
lovely five-star resorts. Very nice. The only
yeah.
drawback is we're all in the same room, so I've got the two little ones in the room with us. And every morning, Mrs. Waywell, sorry, Miss, not Mrs. Waywell,
Oh, hello. She sat next to me.
Mrs. London and I play thumb or penis. What I
Oh,
do is
yeah.
I just tap her like either on the forehead or on the back or on her knee with either my thumb or my penis, and she has to guess which one it is.
Mostly the thumb,
Well,
yeah.
it's funny because she doesn't go off texture or size. She says she guesses off moisture.
Oh, yeah, that's an easy one with you as well, isn't it? I believe you've put on about 3 stone and you're
I
going to come
have,
over as a substitute prop, aren't you?
Well, I got in the Olympic pool this morning, and I managed 75 meters before feeling dizzy and had to be helped out by the lifeguard. But apart from that, I'm
Imagine
fine.
the displacement of that water when you got in. Jesus.
Right, let's crack on then. Okay, Leeds away yesterday. The team was Josh Thewlis went in at fullback, Lindop Tai King, Rensch came in on the wing. Halves were Williams and Sneed. Front row, as always, Yates, Powell and Vaughan. And the back three that played at Wembley, Fitzgibbon, Holroyd and Curry. Interchange bench was Harrison, Crowther, Philbin and Wood replaced Ratchford. Here's the highlights. Going for the power play. Warrington look around, all eyes were on the sunny, and Cameron Smith breaks a deadlock. Connor just floats it towards the post. Miller gets up high, Miller collects it, offloads it later over the line. It's all about the grounding, and Cameron Smith just to got his second try of the night. Ball now here with Connor. Our lead's about to cut loose. Miller gets it away to Hanley. One-handed pass to Love. Here you go, the Rhinos now. Ball back inside for Miller. Oh, what a tackle, Williams. Absolute try-saver. Got to let go. Quick play of the ball. Here's Croft. Oh, he's gone himself. He needs to find the line. He goes. It away to Williams. Williams gets it away. Here's a chance. Here is a chance. Thewlis is going to score. Beautiful play from Warrington. And Josh Thewlis scores the first Warrington try of the night. Can they add to their points tally? Connor short passes. Another front row rose in. Connor puts it on a plate for Holroyd. Nothing he changed, seasons go by. Said hello, said goodbye. All back to Connor, big step, going for it.
too easy. Warrington have done and dusted here. They are out on their feet. They're going to come down this near side. No look pass to Curry. Curry's going to score. Warrington do have a second. Down to the side. Short pass for Gannon. Oh, Gannon slices through. That was too easy. Some tired Warrington bodies.
Final score, Leeds 36, Wire 12. There were tries for Thulis and Curry, conversions, Sneed kicked two from two. Referee was Kendall Mintcake, and a healthy attendance of 14,306. Now, Sam, obviously you were there. You went to Headingley, didn't you, as our intern? Yeah.
That's a roving reporter.
Yes, yeah. No, not there?
No.
Oh. No.
I was serving cake to old people yesterday as part of my charity work.
Oh, are we still talking about the Warrington team, or are we talking about...
We could be, couldn't we?
Yeah.
But actually, before we get onto this match, there was a warm-up match.
Oh, what's that?
That went out broadcast live on the BBC.
Oh, what was that?
That was Daniel brought home the bacon for Warrington Wolves. So quiz on Radio 5. So if anybody listening wants to go back and go on BBC Sounds, about 20 past nine on the Patrick Keelty show.
Ah, excellent.
The Watt Bevan group was saying he's a bit of a twat.
I don't think that came across, though, on the interview. Let's be honest.
Well, I mean, I was a bit jet-lagged, boy, so I did make it back to the room after a fantastic buffet, but I kind of fell asleep sort of just after half time. So it was all a bit of a blur. Your green ticks weren't coming up, Dennis, on your WhatsApp. So you weren't live by the sounds of it.
No. Well, I was watching it, but I had a very dodgy signal. So, I can't do it multitasking on that. So I was sat in a field drunk, actually. Yeah, I started before the Wigan match and then continued. So when we got to the Warrington match, I was quite sloshed. Yeah. But I was, I was expecting that we wouldn't, sort of kick off and be sort of way out of it. And I think in the first half, I was quite buoyed by what we saw. I thought we were quite competitive and it was a bit of a grind. What do you think?
I tell you what, we could do with buoyed on the field. That would certainly help us, wouldn't it? That would certainly help us. What did I think of it? Well, I think I thought of exactly what I said in our prediction, Sam. That's what I thought, that we'd struggle to score any points down their end because we looked toothless. And yet again, we don't look like we can score in a month of Sundays down their end most of the time.
Mm. No, we don't. Again, the first half, I'd agree with Dennis, that there was plenty of effort, plenty of scramble defence to keep them just to 8 points. We perhaps could have scored ourselves through a Paul Vaughan barge over, but he was short. And by the way, my favourite bit of yesterday's production from Sky was that even the Sky pundits have turned on Kendall Mintcake and the video ref.
Oh, yes. Excellent. Although we did have a Wilson-Wells combo, didn't we? Does it get any worse than a Wilson-Wells combo? Is he wearing a Leeds jersey when he's doing the commentary?
I think so. Yeah, it really annoys me because I think he was on the other day and I was thinking, well, they wouldn't put him on for the Warrington-Leeds match, but they did. Yeah, they did.
If you listen back to our highlights, just listen to how excited he is when Leeds score compared to Warrington. It's like he's in a library when Warrington... Oh, and Ben Curry has scored. But what's the point of Wells? What's the point, Sam? What is the point of Wells? Tell me.
Very little, really, at the moment. But I would suspect that when commentating on Jake Connor, if he then played thumb or... Did you say thumb or penis or thumb or prick. What is it? What's the name of your game?
How dare you? How dare you?
If he then played that, then whilst commentating on Jake Connor, he would certainly be very damp, wouldn't he?
He's got his hand on it the whole time, hasn't he? Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Can I raise something that I'm a bit...
You're raising your penis or your thumb. That's what I want to know. Oh, that's all right. Safe, everyone. Thumb.
What's worrying me more than anything is we do look toothless, but it's not something just over the last few weeks when we've been missing Ashton and we've been missing Williams. We look at the numbers, we are second bottom for breaking tackles in the whole of Super League. We're just not breaking any tackles.
That surprises me with Yates and Holroyd in there.
It does. Clean breaks were eighth, so we're not creating positions for clean breaks. Mm. And we've talked quite a lot about runs from dummy half, haven't we?
Mm.
And the lack of metres from dummy half, but the lack of seeing a position and going.
Yeah.
66 runs from dummy half in total.
Mm-hmm.
Over the season to date, 30 of them have come from Danny Walker.
Oh.
And we are bottom of the competition in running from dummy half.
Well,
since he's been injured, I went back and looked at each game to see our hookers, the actual person playing hooker, Powell once, against Wakefield, nobody, against Hull KR, Hartnell once. I think he was only on the pitch about 10 minutes. Crowther twice across those five games. It's not we're not threatening the opposition at all.
The best run from dummy half we've had over the last few weeks is Vaughan last week when he scored a try.
Yes.
I made 487 metres at the buffet last night, just to let you know, lads.
your buffet statistics are actually very impressive, Rob, I have to say. If we can translate that onto the pitch for Warrington, then that'd be brilliant.
If my plates were the equivalent of assists, I think I had 17 assists last night.
Yeah. So are we saying that is our forward pack more like a thumb rather than, you know, a nice big penis or something? Yeah. I mean, we've said about the forwards, and this is evident every time, isn't it? If the players can't lift or we get a bit tired... You know, the players that are playing in those positions are just not big enough. And, you know, it's reflected in the statistics of Sam as well. So,
it is, yeah, it is.
There's a few falling off now, Sam, as well. When it gets a bit chaotic,
yes.
Holroyd doesn't look worth his place. Philbin doesn't look worth his place. Even Harrison gets stood up a few times.
I thought Holroyd actually had one of his poorer games because he is small comparatively. He is small, but his work rate is excellent. And as you say, last night I felt he did drop off. We had a really poor 20 minutes in that second half where the game just blew away from us.
Was that when I was asleep?
Yeah, probably. They realised they were lacking your support. They were lacking the support of your buffet. That's what it was. But what worries me more so is... I don't know whether you both noticed. I got a message through earlier in the week. Oh, Toby King's playing wing this week. I thought that must be wrong. That must be wrong. It wasn't. He played left wing. Mm. So we lost Dufty from the cup final. So we lost one player from the cup final.
Mm.
Obviously, Josh Thewlis goes in and plays there. But instead of just bringing Wrench in to replace Thewlis at right wing... He brings Wrench into left centre. He moves Aaron across from left wing to right wing. Mm. He then puts Toby King on the left wing. So we only had Roderick Tice playing in the same position. How can you get any consistency when you're going to move that many people around?
Will you be mentioning this when you bump into him at Lim Dam?
What's interesting then is when you hear both coaches at the post-match press conference, Brad Arthur was really critical of Leeds, and he was like, he was saying like, you know, oh, we let 12 points in. But the other point of note is that he also mentioned about how he swapped the team round a week before, and he said, I made a mistake there. He admitted to that mistake, and he said, I did a bit of that today, so I won't be too critical. And it was really insightful listening to Brad Arthur. He was like, really sort of like, oh, God, he's a pretty good coach. Sam Burgess comes on, and it's like he gets really defensive over any questions, and he's like really vague. He's like he doesn't want to answer the questions, and I think that it's like, oh, how dare you question me? And he gets like, oh, prickly. I think they said that in the commentary as he walked off.
You are right. You are right, Dennis. He was prickly, but it is a lot easier to be open and friendly with the media and agree with your mistakes when you've just won a game than it is when you're under a bit of pressure.
Well, perhaps he should win more games then, eh?
I did say this, though, at Las Vegas, didn't I? When the Aussies were doing the commentary, they did a really in-depth analysis of each team. They brought every coach in to talk prior to the game on Australian TV and really went at them for 15 minutes. Yeah. And every one of them was tactical. All Burgess was about, you know, getting behind his boys, and it was all about that was it. He couldn't answer anything when it came to the technical awareness. It's all about just being one of the lads, and he's got as much out of them as he can. Whether he got a bit of lift out of them at Wembley, I'm not sure. Whether you need to be lifted at Wembley, bar that, he's short of what he needs.
I don't disagree, but
orange alert.
Caveat detected.
Orange alert. Orange alert.
His two main assistants, we've got Martin Gleeson, who is the attacking coach, as far as I understand it. So what's coming from Gleeson? Because we look like we're making it up as we go along in attack.
It's flat.
And we've got Richard Marshall, who has been, albeit mainly at Championship and then a bit in the Super League, a head coach. So he's not daft. He knows the tactical side of it. But as a group, we've got plenty of individual efforts. Thought Thewlis's effort yesterday was very good. Thought Toby King again bringing the
King's
ball away.
King's our best player.
He is at the moment, yeah.
King's the strongest player in the team. I mean, you mentioned before, Sam, that we were toothless. I had a harrowing x-ray at the dentist before I came away, and I've got to have root canal surgery.
Oh dear.
So do we need to go to the root of the problem here? And it's, you know, as much as we talk about Burgess and we talk about the players, you've got to go deeper to find out what's gone wrong. And it's been, as we've said all along, appalling recruitment. If you had Wayne Bennett in charge, he's not going to get that much out of that lot. It's just been a... It's like we've lost the will to live, some of those directors. We just don't hear from them anymore. And I just wonder if Simon really must be shaking his head and thinking, do I need to put my foot down? I mean, midweek, we put out some ridiculous tweet about Wolfie. I don't even know what it is, but it's patronising. We've just lost at Wembley. Read the room. Every comment on Twitter under this tweet is read the room, read the room. Fucking hell. They're so detached. Yeah. They're so detached from what we want. It's ridiculous.
I think it's going to be a hard 2 weeks coming up, but I'm going to try and make a case for us to still salvage something out of the season.
You know what it feels like? You know what it feels like, Sam? It feels like the boat's gone down and Dennis and I have both just happily... We got a wave as the boat went down in its wake, and we've drifted onto a lovely rock, and we're both sunbathing. And you're out there on the horizon, treading water. I'm still here.
Well, you know, does you know, Simon, I mean, he's obviously busy with you know, promoting Oasis at the moment. But you know, what do we do from here with the rest of the season? There has been mention about recruitment, you know, but what do we do? We've got these games coming up, Sam, that, you know, you mentioned last week about, you know, a few wins in there. But I'm looking at them games now and thinking, oh, there's a couple there that we might not win.
Oh, I agree with you, Dennis. I agree. The thing I'm still clinging on to, the life raft that I'm still clinging on to.
It's now a piece of wood. It's just a piece of wood.
I think it's just, and it's probably balsa wood. It's not really buoyant enough to keep you up.
The next two games, for me, are critical. If we lose either of the next two, we might as well just go on holiday.
A couple of weeks ago, you said we were going to win 56 on the trot.
Yes, that's where I'm coming to. So if we can scrape two wins, Huddersfield at home and Hull at home, I don't care how, we battle and scrape and somehow get that.
Right.
We've then got Salford, Catalans, Cass, Lee, then Wigan. We ain't getting anywhere near Wigan at the minute. Then Catalans, Huddersfield, Salford, Lee.
I'm suffering from insomnia at the moment, and you've just read out the fixture list, which was, it wasn't the most exciting. I might just put that on loop in my headphones to fall asleep every night who were playing.
Huddersfield are playing at a new stadium now, I think, aren't they? They played Wigan yesterday and got really close. Yes. It just makes me think, is that going to be a significant turning point? And they are not going to be they're not going to roll over when we get to them.
Round 14 results so far at time of recording. Hull 14, Castleford 22. Hull KR 68, Catalans 6. There was a swinging punch that just missed that twat's head by about an inch. Yeah, had it caught his chin, would we have condoned that?
Yeah, they were saying that, I don't condone this, but well done.
Huddersfield, as you said, Dennis, 18-22. They narrowly lost at home to Wigan. So
lost in the final minute, final second.
Was it?
Final second, yeah. Kicked through on the 80th minute.
What happened? Did someone fall on it with their belly and it wasn't given? What exactly? No?
Oh, no. Oh, it's worth mentioning the Kendall thing. Yesterday, we were watching the replay of the video ref. He was literally had his head on the ball and he put it upstairs. It was ridiculous. Even Mrs. Waywell said, what's up with him?
Carney said, can you ask me why? Can you tell me why this referee has gone to the video ref there? He's in a perfect position. And John Wilkin just said, fear of getting it wrong.
There you go. Yeah. Right, we've got anything else before we go on to the predictions?
The only thing I'd just say is that I know you said it, Sam, about it's a confidence thing. I don't think it is a confidence thing. I think the guys came out that match and they came out with a real positive attitude. I just think ultimately, They're just tired, and they're not big enough to play that 80 minutes week on week.
Normally, I say horse shit or dog shit, but with me being in Dubai today, I'm going to say they were camel shit.
Okay. Fair enough.
Predictions.
Good afternoon to you. Earlier on today, apparently a woman rang the BBC and said she heard that there was a hurricane on the way. Well, if you're watching, don't worry, there isn't.
I'll predict Warrington, but can I do it with a caveat, please?
You had a win, Sam, on your betting. You won £16.67.
I thought I'd bet a lot more money than that.
You
did.
You bet 50. Was it 50? I think you bet £50. It was 3-1. It's 3-1. I won £3.33, and Dennis lost another tenner. He keeps betting on Dan Russell, who doesn't play.
Yeah, I would have thought he would have got a game this week. Where's Dan Russell?
He was at the
What's
cricket.
He doing?
He was, oh, even was though it? He was, oh, he was named awesome. In the squad, he then Instagrammed a shot of him at the cricket, which wasn't very good.
But does that not sum up your point from earlier, 5 minutes ago? We're knackered, we've just had the cup final, and one of our overseas players doesn't even make the 17.
Have an internal inquest at the end of the season. Have a look who's putting all this shit together. That's what. And that's nothing. I'm not against Dan Russell. It's not his fault, but shouldn't have been signed, should he?
No.
There we go. Right, it's Huddersfield at home, boys, on Saturday, 3 p.m. kickoff. It's you to go first, Sam.
Okay, well, I've got a new tactic.
Yeah.
I'm going to bet half of my total every week from now.
Oh.
Well, this could end in a couple of weeks.
Yeah. So not quite half. I'm going to go £55 on Warrington.
Yeah.
And £3 on Thewlis.
Which one?
Thewlis.
What? Yeah, which one?
Which one?
Thewlis. Josh. Go on, I'll go Josh.
Josh. Right.
We could either do that or put it in an each way bet.
Dennis?
Oh, well, I mean, I'm confident that, this inconsistency will continue. And I think Warrington will get a win against Huddersfield. It is at home, isn't it? So
it is,
I think, that's an advantage. And of course, I'm expecting that, you know, seeing such tired players and injuries, which we've not mentioned, that there's a few significant ones. I'll let you give us an update, Rob, in a minute. Mm. But Dan Ross, you think you bring a fresh player in, fresh legs. Dan Russell, £5, scores the first try.
And you're going for Warrington as well?
Yes, Warrington, £5.
£5 as well, right. Well, I'm a long way ahead, boys. I've got money to burn here now. I've got over £200. Mm. So I'm going to go for a Huddersfield win. I think they might just turn it around, having nearly beaten Wigan, and the way we're wobbly at the moment and we can't score for love nor money. So I'll just go a nice £20 on the Giants, and I'll have a pound on King.
Oh, you got all that money to burn, you're putting a pound on King. Jesus.
He's got his flights. He's got an upgrade to business class to pay for.
Also, I've got a ski lesson in 1 hour and 4 minutes.
In Dubai?
In Dubai, yeah. Yeah.
I've gone to Dubai to do skiing. What an idiot.
And in that one sentence encapsulates the problem with the climate.
Right, well, there you go. It's a so long from me. It's a so long from Dennis.
I'll see you.
And a so long from Sam.
All the best.
You've been listening to What Would Brian Bevan Say? Unplugged. I'm going to get a tissue for the tip of me.
Oh, is that what it was? I was thinking that might have been your thumb. Man, you beat on me too now. Oh, no. To be good, man, it's hard.